And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east live. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, possibly at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging some e-turds, some well-deserved e-turds at the right.
Oh, yes.
The evangelicals, who are particularly heinous and gross for these days. Oh, and all kinds of other bullshittery that's going on in the news. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and fuck you, GOP. Fuck you.
The
right? I mean, isn't that right? Isn't that sentiment correct? Is there anything else to tell those fucking dirtbags?
No.
I just get so mad reading the fucking news. They're fucking the environment.
Oh, yeah. I just crawled out of a comment hole.
Ooh, yes.
That was on a story over at the Hill about the, you know, conservative-ish periodical on the internets about the gay wedding cake case that's going on.
God,
I was reading some of the comments and I just really it's amazing how regressive this country is right now.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about the empathy thing with the GOP and how if they're not, they can't imagine feeling something that doesn't affect them.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, but the gay wedding cake thing, I mean, why do we even call it the gay wedding cake thing? It's just a wedding cake thing. And what? Do they,
well, right.
Everyone at this point, everyone on the planet has to have friends that are gay, that are out.
And what about divorced people?
Yeah, what about that?
What about big fat people who are gluttons? So you're not going to, sorry, no cake for you, fatty.
Oh, wee wee.
I mean, seriously, you know, right. It's, you're greedy. I'm sorry. You're a hedge fund manager. Wow. You must be greedy. That's one of the seven deadlies. No cake for you.
Oh shit. No cake. How about no nothing for you? How about we launch the hedge fund managers out into space?
Yeah. So it was just, and just all the, just moronic arguments that you have to sift through.
It's childish.
Right.
It's like you're reasoning with children, hateful little fucking kids.
Well, then I'm going to go into a Muslim halal food selling place.
Yes.
Or a restaurant. And I'm going to make them serve me bacon. Well, but that's not how it works, Snowflake.
Right.
They don't serve anyone bacon.
They don't make bacon.
They're not being discriminatory.
They don't have bacon.
This asshole makes cakes for weddings, except for some people. That's the problem.
Wow, that is a great argument. I went into Jiffy Lube and they didn't have any fucking bacon for me.
Right. This is This is their logic level.
Listen.
Some of their arguments on the other side.
Somebody needs to get, we need to find a place on this planet. I guess we can send the GOP and they can go live there and go fuck off and have Roy Moore as their Ayatollah Khomeini or what the fuck ever.
I mean,
Khomeini, where, who cares?
What's all white? Iceland. You got to go to Iceland.
No, Iceland's nice now. They have That's a good true. Government, don't they? I mean,
true, but it's all white
fuck
people.
Fuck up Iceland.
It's
yeah,
all white people.
Know.
There's so much going on in the news.
Fuck you.
It's a gray and chilly day here in NoFlo.
Oh yes.
Hopefully it's better where you are and not burning like in California.
That's right.
I can't even imagine what it might be like right now. I remember driving on that fucking 405 out there without. Having lanes closed due to brush fires, and it was one of the Dante's layers of hell. So
it is hell.
Yeah,
I was looking at pictures. All of a sudden,
looks like Mordor.
Oh yeah, you have the worst people on the planet. Sometimes move to L.A. They do. Imagine the quality in you that makes you want to go to Hollywood and be famous. If you're not actually interested in the craft of acting or being
that's
good
true.
At something, if you just want to have fame. I mean, that's a pretty shitty quality. So the worst people on the planet moved to Hollywood, and now the
well,
place
I don't
is on.
Know. I would,
yes,
I would
it's
argue,
true.
Seek 20 miles to our west.
Right. Well,
some of the worst people on the planet are over there too.
Well, I mean, you know,
getting ready
bags.
To vote more.
Right. Oh, that's true. But now it's on fire. It's a
right?
land of douchebags. It's not bad enough. Now it's burning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I don't live there anymore. Do you see the 405?
It's it looks like Mordor.
Yeah. Fuck that.
People said got out of it and parked, got to their destinations, the outsides of their cars were still warm to the touch.
Oh, yeah.
Driven through that shit.
And you know what the great thing is? I ain't moving away. I'm going to be one of the famous people. I'm going to be famous. Right. Until I'm going to burn. My skin's going to burn off, but I'm still waiting for my chance to be famous.
God, I hope their moobs and their tits and their butts and their lips don't melt.
Oh yeah, or whatever, you know. But good luck, guys. You'll be fine.
somebody's boobs Ooh. Looking like Mitch McConnell's face.
Oh yes, jeez.
Here are your headlines
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker,
yeah.
Pensacola, Florida, dateline, December the 6th, 2017,
the year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. I gotta work on that with this fake tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Sixth.
Oh, today is the 6th. I
it's
can't
the
say
TH
either.
Six.
Can you say 12, 6, 7 or something like that?
I could. 6 days into December.
Ooh, wee wee.
2017. Over to the commie Pinko Liberal.
It fate.
Huff Post.
Yes. Ugh,
God, they've got to be witty with their little headlines.
Dude, I hate that shit.
It's Al over.
What does that mean?
Instead of all over, Al is an Al Franken.
Oh, yeah.
The senator from Minnesota.
Did he resign?
Liberal warrior.
Yes.
An apparent alleged ass grabber and face kisser.
Right.
They're now saying that they expect him to resign tomorrow.
Damn. Al Franken's like, yo, go ahead. I'm sorry. He's like, I used to be on Saturday Night Live. I used to not have these. You know,
I think he'll be okay.
Oh, he'll be fine.
I hope he gets his own show now somewhere.
Right.
Or even does an internet thing. Unleash the Al. Unleash funny, snarky, satirical
right.
Al. Though I will miss him in the Senate hearings because he usually rakes those morons over the coals. He officially lost support of many of his colleagues today. More than 20 Democratic senators now and the chairman of the DNC.
Yes.
Perez. Called on him to step down amid multiple sexual misconduct allegations, including groping, kissing women without their consent.
Good God, man.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York was the first one to say he's got to go. Quote, I've been shocked and disappointed to learn over the last few weeks that a colleague I'm fond of personally is engaged in behavior towards women that is unacceptable. I consider Senator Franken to be a friend and have enjoyed working with him in the Senate in our shared fight to keep to help American families. But this moment of reckoning about our friends and colleagues who've been accused of sexual misconduct is necessary.
Bam.
And it is painful. We must not lose sight that this watershed moment is bigger than any one industry, any one party, or any one person. She's 100% right. I only wish one drizzle cunt over on the GOP would feel that way and have scruples and have some kind of ethics.
They don't care. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck because they think Roy Moore is anointed by fucking Jesus Christ.
And the right wingers know it. They're dancing on social media like, ha 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 ha, you guys are eating each other alive.
So what's going to happen to that seat in the Senate?
Well, I think there's a Democratic governor there, so it'll be
appoint it.
I would assume, yeah, right. They appoint, they fill the hole, and then have to call for a special election.
Right.
I think, depending on what the rules are over there in Minnesota.
So what'll happen is Steve Bannon will traipse his moobs over there, methy face, and will be like, hey, I'm going to put up this lunatic fascist.
Well, they might find. I mean, I don't know if they will, but... you know, they've got, who's their other senator? Klobuchar. I really like her. Amy Klobuchar. Right. And Al are both pretty liberal, so I don't know. I'd be surprised. But you never know. I mean, look at Illinois.
Right.
Elected a Republican, so did fucking Wisconsin.
That's insane.
And that's just dummies hating the system, realizing they're getting fucked, that they're working harder than ever for the same amount of money that they were paid 20 years ago.
Right.
Even though the cost of living and everything has gone up.
Yeah.
And corporate profits are soaring. Who they're working for are trying to figure out what to do with all their money. Oh my God. My super yacht is just not as super as that other guy's. I'm going to spend another billion on another super yacht.
Man, I'm telling you, it's this fucking Robin Leach lifestyles of the rich and famous fucking society we have. You know, you see some rich guy driving a Ferrari down the street and you're like, I could be him. I could be him. And I want a chance. I want the chance left open for me to be him.
I'm at the point now where I hate him.
But well, yeah,
if
why
I see
do you
a Ferrari,
be him?
I immediately think there's something wrong with that person. Because why are you spending $1 million on a car when you could open a soup kitchen and feed an entire neighborhood for a year with what your car just fucking costs?
What? It's a fucking car. Who gives a fuck? People are out of their fucking minds, man.
So there's the headline over to the HuffPo. It's about poor Al Franken, although if these allegations are correct. He, by the way, these latest ones, somebody said that he forced her to kiss him and said, I'm an entertainer. I get to get away with that or something like that, which really... He's vehemently denying that one. He's copped to the other ones, maybe. He said, you know, I may have, or whatever. Right. He's apologized. But this one today, he was like, no, this is absolutely 100% not true.
Yeah.
And he's like, that doesn't even sound like me. I would never say something like that. I mean, I'm an entertainer. I get to do that.
It doesn't sound like him at all, dude.
May have.
I mean, yeah,
who knows?
I mean, maybe something. God, I can't imagine him saying that. I can imagine Roy Moore saying that, and he's not even an entertainer.
It's a Politico story. A woman said Franken tried to forcibly kiss her after taping a radio show in 2006. He was not yet a senator. Reportedly told the woman that it was his, quote, right as an entertainer to kiss her.
Oh, my God. Shit. You're right as an entertainer.
I know a lot of entertainers. God,
I hope he didn't say that. This is so stupid.
For Democrats, it was uncommonly similar to what Trump said on the Access Hollywood tape. Quote, you know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy.
You know that fucking case against him from the former Apprentice contestant is trying to go forward?
Yes. Well, it's defamation, right?
Yeah, the defamation case. And he's saying he doesn't have time to deal with that case because he's too busy being president.
I'm busy fucking up the Middle East.
But then
I'm really busy.
But then the
Morning Joe is on.
The other side is making the case. It's like, yes, you do have time to deal with this because you've been at the golf course so fucking
well,
much.
Right?
You have time, motherfuckers.
Or watching Fox and Friends.
Right.
And Morning Joe.
hate watching Morning Joe.
Yeah, yeah. And the crazy thing to me is, well, if he in fact did defame her, well, then you better make time for the fucking case. What? She gets no justice because you're busy? How's that work?
I'm the president.
Oh, yeah.
That's what his one shyster lawyer, yeah. Ambulance chaser, Dowd.
Yes. Maureen Dowd.
The other day said that he was the one who came out with that argument that, well, the president, because he's the president, legally can't even obstruct justice because he's the head of justice.
Oh, okay.
He decides what justice is. Wait. That's not his quote.
Oh, yeah.
But he did say that the president cannot be, because he's the chief justice officer, cannot obstruct justice.
Just say he's Napoleon.
By definition.
Just say he's Napoleon.
And even the other loathsome carbuncle on that team. The sadly named Ty Cobb.
Fuck you.
And equally sadly mustachioed.
He's got a sad mustache.
Have you seen him?
No.
He's wearing like a Ty Cobb mustache from the 20s, like some big old handlebar.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Some look at me, I'm an asshole mustache. No
Definitely.
Offense to those.
Let's see what he looks like.
To our listeners who may have mustaches.
Right. Keep listening.
But
by the way, buy all your mustache oil and all your fucking face products on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Hipster yourself up.
Right.
And
a splurt for you. The
you said splurt?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what the fuck is
wrong? Oh, you just saw a picture of Ty Cobb.
Dude, grow up.
The new Ty Cobb.
Shave the curly shit. You look like a lunatic, dude. I don't mean to judge you, but God damn you.
It's like a Wilford Brimley kind of thing going on, right?
Yeah, you look like hipster Wilford Brimley. Who would want to look like that?
But then Ty Cobb even came out and 180'd his moron colleague.
Yes.
And said, well, I can't think of any circumstances where
right.
I don't know anything about that, where the president can't be held for contempt of or for obstruction of justice.
They suck. They just fucking suck. And then,
well, who's going to work for him?
Well,
you know, except for the lowest of
right.
the low, the shysterest of the shyster, the most dishonest
yes.
of the dishonest.
The dickheads. You know, the legal team for this apprentice former apprentice contestant, said, you know, why don't he could take a deposition in between tea times at Mar-a-Lago. We'll fly down there.
Sure.
I mean, God, I don't have time because I'm fucking running the country.
I've got a really tough putt.
I like that he golfs.
It's a difficult lie.
I don't know why people. Right. Yeah, he cheats. I don't know why people complain when he golfs, because he's not fucking up the country when he golfs. At least he's just golfing.
We don't know that.
You're right. Multitask.
That's when some of his toadies might be sneaking around doing other shit. And, well, the thing is, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he doesn't do jack.
Whoever the latest person that talks to him, that's the good idea.
Oh, right. He's just making it up as he goes along.
Oh, that's a great idea. I love it.
That's why I think the Republicans are getting little sweat beads on their tight little sacks.
Ooh, yes.
Over the fact that
Mitch McConnell's looking at his sack. He's like, I don't know what you're calling tight.
Yeah, my sack hasn't been tight since the Reagan administration.
Help me out, Elaine.
The only time my sack is tight is when a black person gets thrown in jail.
Oh, yeah. He loves it.
My computer's doing something interesting here.
God damn it, technology.
Made me lose my point. Anyway,
fuck you, computer gods.
Over to the Drudge. Let's see what's going on over in Drudge Land.
Eat my dick. Fuck you.
God, should we give equal time to Breitbart since they're in the little
I'll tell you this much. If I had a Sirius satellite radio subscription, I'd fucking throw that shit in the toilet.
They got some little pube pulling fight going on.
No, Breitbart has a show on there. It's going to have a show on Sirius, I think. Breitbart News or some crap like that.
I thought they already had one.
Oh, do they really? Okay.
Breitbart Radio, but
God, Sirius, that's gross.
But might not have been on Sirius.
Yeah.
But Bannon's back on.
Oh, okay.
I saw that the other day that he's gone back to the radio show he used to do.
Who listens
on Breitbart
to Steve
Radio?
Fucking Bannon.
Well, I've got some. I think I've got a clip of him at this. Ridiculous Roy Moore rally.
So gross.
With him taking a big meth-filled steamer on
yes.
Mitt Romney.
Romney's like, wait a second. You know,
there is that Schadenfreude though that we have, which was the same as in the primaries, where as heinous and horrible as Trump is, there is something just sweet and wonderful about these other Republicans getting roasted and twisting in the wind by him.
Right.
Like every moron that he left in the wake, and little Marco and Lion Ted, that was spectacular. As he
low
humiliated,
energy Carson.
Yeah, as he humiliated each of those heinous creatures. But then, you know,
I love what he called Jeb low energy.
No energy, Jeb.
And that's that. You know, that is why Jeb's team changed up the graphic for his campaign.
Oh, exclamation point.
Jeb to Jeb.
Right. Well, also, they couldn't put Bush.
Jesus
because
fucking Christ.
The brand's a little tainted after, you know, a couple of wars we didn't pay for and
right.
a couple hundred thousand dead people.
Yeah, and wars that we were lied into, you know. I did like that. I did like watching Trump take shits on all those people.
Well, still, even. I mean, there's even what's going on now. If it wasn't fucking up the country, this would be great to watch.
Why do you want to, country, why do you want to vote for a guy that goes after somebody for their height? As a president.
Well, that's why
that's fucked up.
That's reportedly why he didn't want, who was it he talked to as a vice president?
Chris Christie, because he's fat or something.
Well, I think that was part of it. Well, no, and Chris Christie disrespected him. That was the story that came up.
Oh, okay. God, what a bunch of horrible assholes.
Chris Christie didn't lick his sack well enough. And, he didn't like that. And I guess Pence, you know, bent over. And still, did you today, this we'll get to this heinous Jerusalem thing.
Oh, my God. Why is that fucking necessary?
I promised. It was one of my campaign promises.
I had to tell people to fuck off.
But behind him, as he was making this statement, the official statement, like four paces back, just gazing lovingly at the back of his orange head, was Mike fucking Pence.
Oh, my God.
Really just creepy the way he just sits there with this smirk on his face. Although they allegedly hate each other.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you put that story up on Facebook.com/crabdiving? He called Mike Pence a yokel or something.
No, that's from that McKay Coppins story. Yeah, yesterday, right. We go to yesterday's show, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. We talked
to... My fucking chair broke, man.
We talked to...
Motherfucker, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We talked about the story over the Atlantic.
Kate, bring me an Allen wrench.
That,
right now.
I think it was McKay Coppins wrote about Pence and, how he ratted on his college frat.
Oh, what a dick.
For having a keg. Then he threw everybody under the bus. His wife hates Trump.
Yeah.
Thinks he's loathsome and vile and crass and disgusting.
I imagine there are lots of wives that fucking hate Trump.
Right.
You know?
And also that they were thinking coup after the Access Hollywood pussy grabbing tape came out.
Right.
That Mother Pence wanted Father Pence to take over and say, we got to get rid of him and you should be at the top of the ticket.
Mike Pence.
And they were
like,
figuring out.
More like a bottom.
That's where they allegedly. This one person said they were the big donors were saying, "Well, okay, how much is it going to cost to get you the fuck out of the race?"
They were going to pay him off.
And allegedly, a number came back of $800 million. Now
Damn.
We don't know if that came from Trump or if it was just
the
aide just trying to give a ridiculously high number to get him.
He turned it
out.
Down or. We don't know.
What do you mean he turned it down?
Did they
didn't offer him $800 million.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know.
The donor's like, what are you, crazy?
What? Why would that be crazy?
$1 billion almost?
Yeah.
That's kind of insane.
Yes. Like a lot of the news. I mean, I don't know. That's crazy to me. It's just,
although it just would have taken, you know, eight of them to give $100 million each.
They all have so much fucking money.
Over to the Drudge Report. It's about Los Angeles. Gone with the wind. Los Angeles burns, it says.
They're probably so happy at Drudge. They're probably like, oh, them liberals, them Hollywood liberals are going to burn up.
Oh, there's that comment. Those comments are out there.
Have they said, have people said, well, that's what happens when you have so many gay people and Hollywood liberals running around?
Yes. I haven't seen it, but yes.
Surely
they absolutely.
I bet Brian Fisher says that, or what's the other one? The other dickhead.
Well, pick one. Coach Dave. You got Gordon Klinging shit.
Yes,
you got,
that one.
All of them.
Who's the one that says Kevin Swanson. America's new transvestite army?
Brian Fisher.
No.
Oh, Rick Wiles.
Yes, he is garbage. I bet he said that. Garbage!
On his True News program.
You are shoot True News. Go fuck yourself, dickhead.
The
America's new transvestite army.
There you go.
God damn it.
Fuck
you're a
you,
scourge.
Fuck you, fuck you.
Yeah.
The, Gone with the Wind, Los Angeles burns. There's wildfires going on. I guess it hasn't rained in like 3 months there.
Okay.
There are now five fires, five separate fires.
Oh, shit.
It says blanketing swaths of Southern California in smoke. Oh, it is the Daily Mail.
Wee.
It's crazy if you see some of the pictures and the videos of a road I drove down many times.
I think,
or I should say, I was stuck on.
Yeah.
Many times.
Drove is a strong word for the 405.
That's that fucking 405 where, interestingly, was some of the most irate I would become.
Right.
Is when I had a friend that I would babysit for.
Yes.
And up in Burbank, and with zero traffic, 15 minutes door to door.
Right.
Just about.
Yes.
From Koreatown. The former crab diving headquarters. Hop on the 101, get off, take the 405 for 10 seconds, and you're on the.
Yes.
Or not the 405, but the 101. But then there was one night, it was traffic time, and it took me an hour and a half.
That's so fucked up.
An hour
and a half. And imagine, now it's on fire.
Of crawling,
And now it's burning.
And
lovely.
But I was angrier almost. At the time, I was doing 15 minutes.
Oh, of course.
Because the default is stuck in traffic in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas open roads is something bizarre.
Bucky.
So hurry up, Elon Musk, with
that
tunnel.
That's what you get for all that sodomy.
Be nice if they had, I don't know, trains.
Transporter beams like they had in Star Trek.
I would settle for trains.
Yeah.
Subway. System that went everywhere.
Right.
But no, thanks to the car industry.
Fuck you.
They scuttled all that. They used to have a great
transit system in General Motors, and they rip all that shit up around World War II or something like that.
Yep.
It turned it into a big fucking nasty, disgusting suburb.
Capitalism. Yay.
Right. Fake tits all around, baby.
I just saw another interesting headline here that just popped up. I didn't plan on, but what the hell. This is...
Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed.
This is out of Florida.
Fuck you.
Sovereign state of Floridia.
So it's either, here, I'm going to guess, it's either shark, snake, or alligator. It's none of them?
You're correct. It is one of those three.
Oh, okay. Oh, God, I'm going to go with shark.
That's your final answer?
Yes, it is. God damn it.
Three hunters.
Oh, shit.
In the Florida Everglades in southern Miami-Dade County.
Alligator.
Caught a 17-foot...
Oh, fuck me. Fuck this.
Burmese python.
God damn it! They are native! Fuck! 17-foot. 17-foot.
A record for a program aimed at curbing the proliferation of non-native species.
Oh, God. You motherfuckers out there with your fucking snakes.
Right.
God,
the
damn.
Giant snake was caught Friday at Big Cypress National Preserve.
What is it? What is it? What's wrong with you? What happened to you when you were a kid that you need to go out and buy a fucking python to have as a pet? Oh, and then you feed it mice until it gets too big to keep, and then you just let it out in the fucking wild like it's going to be fine.
One of the hunters who caught the python said that snake could pretty much kill any full-grown man.
No fucking shit.
It is by far the largest snake caught under the South Florida Water Management District's Python Elimination Program.
Hey, it's caught. That's one they caught. You know what I mean? There's others out there. You'd have to be naive to think there aren't other 17-foot pythons out there, and they could be bigger.
Jason Leon is the name of this snake hunter, and he holds not only the South Florida record now, but he also holds the state record for the largest Burmese python from a 2013 capture of an 18-foot.
Good fucking python. Christ. Wait, by the way, this is a Burmese python, correct?
Burmese python, right.
Where is Burma?
In the Everglades, apparently.
No, really. Burma, where is Burma?
Africa,
okay. Not anywhere near Florida.
I think
not. Okay, that's all. I'm just wondering. I just want to make that fucking point. Hey, guys, why don't you go? Why don't you start having little baby tigers as pets?
Asia. I lied. It's in Asia. It's currently Myanmar.
Why don't we go all around the planet and get all the big, scary animals that can fucking kill us, have them as pets when they're babies, just let them out in your fucking neighborhood, let them eat all the kids in the neighborhood and shit like that. Just go ahead. Let's do that. Motherfucker, 17-foot snake.
Tweet us during the show.
I would shit my pants. What would you do if you came upon... Kate, my God, you watch out for those fucking snakes.
Tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. One word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page.
Listen, that guy...
Cool folk hang out.
That guy that found that snake is a fucking hero. That guy's a fucking hero. You know what? Go out there and you find more. You find more of those.
Don't they have a bounty on them? Isn't that the deal? They have that snake roundup.
Put a bounty on the fucking people that buy them and keep them as pets and then release them. Nice. That's the problem. It's not the snake. I don't like snakes, but that's not the problem. The problem are people they have as pets because they're fucked up in the head. You're fucked in the head if you got a snake as a pet.
Shit. I think our vice president may have the yokel.
He doesn't have a fucking snake.
No, I think he does.
No, he does not.
I think they have the story. Okay.
Oh, God.
Over to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yeah, you think the GOP couldn't get any worse? Fucking vice president's got a goddamn snake as a fucking pet.
The story of Trump thinking they're a bunch of yokels.
Fuck you, Donald. Dickhead.
Yokels. Because they brought their pets.
I want to ban these pythons.
Well, I mean, I think there are restrictions, but people don't pay attention.
People
are like, fuck you, freedom.
They're stupid. They get too big. Like, hey, I don't know. I can't. It's 17 foot. How big do you think a python gets before these dick bags are like, oh, shit, let's just release it? What do you call somebody to pick it up? What do you call a wildlife guy who'll do something with
it? Well, because it's illegal, maybe, to have them. So they would have to out themselves as having committed a crime, right?
Oh, okay, that's cool. And then it just strangles me when I'm walking around in the swamp for some fucking reason. Man.
Trump is reportedly embarrassed that Vice President Mike Pence decided to bring his pets to Washington.
Now shut up, dickhead.
And deems the Pence family to be yokels.
I'm embarrassed that my president's a possible fucking rapist. What do you think about that?
An advisor for Trump told the Atlantic the U.S. president informed his secretary.
Hello.
He thought it was low class for the Pences to bring their pets to the Naval Observatory, the official residence of the U.S. president, vice president.
Okay. Well, I think it's low.
He thought it was low. Trump thought something was low class.
I think it's low class to go to visit Puerto Rico and refer to their president.
His whole family is white trash with money. They're disgusting, loathsome parasites.
You want it, Trump? You're low class. You went to Puerto Rico and you wanted to throw cans of chicken at these people suffering from a fucking hurricane, you dickhead.
The Pence family at the time had two cats, a rabbit named Marlon Bundo, and a snake.
Marlon.
And a snake.
Why would you have a snake and a rabbit? That's mean.
But after one of the cats sadly passed away in June, they decided to adopt a new puppy and a kitten.
Oh, okay. What'd you do with that snake, though?
I loathe and despise Pence a tiny bit less. Now that they, I know they have dogs and cats and pets.
What's he doing with that snake? Is he just going to let it out in the Rose Garden one day?
Maybe that was his snake.
Whatever's for the best. Shit.
The president...
he's got a snake.
Decided early on that Pence is, quote, prudish, stiff, and embarrassingly poor. He was the governor of Indiana at the time, making a hundred and something thousand a year.
God damn it, Donald.
Oh, he's so embarrassingly poor. Shit. I think Pence drives himself places.
Imagine how he sees the American
people. Well, right.
Imagine how he sees his so-called beloved deplorables.
That's
They're all fucking poor.
Morons who think that he's a man of the people.
He is not.
It's so laughable.
Their fucking vice president has a snake as a pet. Damn, I hate that. I think that's so gross. And that is low class. I'm sorry. Does anybody own snakes?
I think it's creepier that Trump is like the first president in a long, long time to not have a pet. I think says something about you.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, a poor dog. Could you imagine
the tradition of keeping pets in Washington can be traced back to Thomas Jefferson, who had a mockingbird and a couple of bear cubs.
Didn't he also have a few slaves?
Bear cubs.
Oh, my God.
It was back in the day.
People in this country and it's people in general, just they do a lot of things that are inconsiderate. And if you have a pet, that's like a Burmese python. Burmese!
Well, I don't know that Pence has a Burmese python.
Talking about
this. They didn't say what type of. Are you just in general?
Fucking dick bags. What do you think is going to happen when you release a predator like that into the wild in America? I mean, what the fuck eats a python?
Trump?
It's going to turn into Trump?
No, I mean, you release a predator out into the wild?
Yeah. No, I mean the snake. What do people think? Do you think it just goes away or it's like. Just go. Do you think it makes its way back to Burma or some bullshit like that? You fucking idiots! God damn.
Oh wow, there's some great pictures coming from the Mideast of giant posters of Trump being burned.
Oh shit!
After his announcement, we can talk about that now.
Do they have any pictures of that big fucking snake? You were probably out
yeah.
Of the
I
story.
Already closed
that's
it.
That's all right.
Yeah.
To me, that's the biggest.
You'll get the link for
the biggest
when you
story
do the...
of the day. It's just. I just don't understand how we're allowed to have something can grow to 6-17 feet and just fucking kill us if it wants to. If you come upon a 17-foot python in the forest,
yeah.
Here's what happens. You live and die at that fucking serpent's whim. If that fucker's hungry, goodbye. That's it. Thank you.
While we're doing when animals get pissed, we've got... In a rare, deadly
yes
attack off
right.
the coast of Costa Rica.
Oui, oui.
CC.
Is this a shark?
En Espanol. The Costa Rican newspaper La Nación reports a 49-year-old woman was attacked by a tiger shark.
Oh, God damn it, man.
While diving off of Coco's Island. You just saw the picture.
Oh, my God, that
of
snake.
The snake.
God, fuck this.
She was diving in a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
What does that mean?
It's protected by the UN.
Right. That shark is protected by the UN.
The forested volcanic island.
Ooh, yes.
That sounds really cool.
Right.
Her 26-year-old guide also reportedly suffered injuries.
Oh, God.
Tiger sharks had been absent from that area for some 30 years, but returned around 2012.
Oh, good. We brought them back. we brought the sharks back.
This is National Geographic. They're saying, while the tragic incident may evoke jaws to some, sharks don't target humans and generally avoid them.
Okay, well, listen, if I'm getting attacked... You can shove that statistic up your fucking asshole, you dickhead.
Unprovoked attacks are extraordinarily uncommon.
Ooh, yes.
If unprovoked,
right.
The recent attack would be only the fifth confirmed in Costa Rica since 1580.
Good God. Hey, if unprovoked, are they blaming the fucking victim?
Well, some assholes go out and poke the shark.
Yeah, who the fuck would
listen,
do
if
that?
You're out fucking with a shark and provoking it, I have no sympathy for whatever limb you lose.
God,
but
why would you do that? That's crazy.
Costa Rican biologists say sharks are not a threat.
Oh, okay. Okay. What the fuck? What's this guy smoking? I mean, I'm not saying we don't need to go out and kill the sharks or anything like that. I'm saying stay out of the fucking water. That's all.
The chances of you getting injured or killed by a shark, you're 75 times more likely to be struck by lightning.
Okay.
And you're 130 times more likely to just plain drown from the water than to have the sharks urge you towards your demise.
Yes. Thank you for the statistics, you know.
And they say the any upticks in shark attacks are more related to human behavior than shark behavior. Yeah. More people are going in the water. More people are encroaching on the shark's territory.
Right. Agreed. Agreed. And generally when they eat you, they bite into you and you're like, oh, shit. This isn't a fucking seal. It's one of these nasty humans with the conditioner and the hair gel and the antiperspirant and all this garbage just tastes like shit.
Right.
But I'm going to fucking eat it anyway because fuck it, I'm here.
No, they don't. Usually they bite and run.
Yeah.
Like they realize what they just bit and they're like, ooh, icky poo. And they leave it.
So it's an eyesight thing.
Well, yeah. That's why they have those new like wakeboards and surfboards and even wetsuits that have certain patterns on them now that seem to tell the shark, I'm not a seal.
Who figured that out?
Somebody who probably likes to go swimming.
Right.
Doesn't want to get eaten.
Yep.
So there you go. A little bit of when animals get pissed. This lovely hump day.
That's a fucking, for you. I have a little addendum. This is a tiny story. I'm putting it up on crabdiving.facebook.com/crabdiving. It's another one. Animals get pissed. Apparently under production of Cats, a service dog jumped up on stage and started chasing one of the people dressed up as
awesome.
Fucking cats.
Spectacular.
Oh, that's a great story. It's fucking Python now, man.
So the big news, one of the big news today.
Yes.
The big Cleveland steamer that we got from the Trump White House today was this bullshit about Jerusalem.
Yeah, thanks.
Despite the warnings from Western allies, Arab allies, and the Muslim world, the president has upended decades of U.S. policy and seems to give fuck all about any unrest, any protests that may occur.
Right. I don't understand this because everybody in the world wants this, doesn't want this, except hardline Israelis, right?
The crazy Zionists and the crazy end times lunatics here. That's why Pence had a little pants tent when standing behind.
Does he love this?
Trump, because he's a evangelical, right? And they think that once Israel returns to Jerusalem or some shit like that, Lord's going to come back and smite all the faggots.
Is that why they're doing this?
Yes.
I mean, Trump's not doing it for that, believe any of this fucking garbage.
No. He makes fun of Pence for his religion.
Hey, Mike, listen, I understand you're excited that you think your big, white, fat fucking Lord and Savior is going to come back and suck your pervy ass up into heaven, but it's just...
I don't know anything God's white.
God's not shit.
If this God, this Yahweh dude, was invented by Middle Eastern sheep herders...
He's got to be white. Right.
There's nothing white about their God.
They wouldn't know from white, though. They never met a white person, maybe.
Well, right.
They'd be like, what's wrong with your fucking skin, stupid?
Trump said that his decision on Jerusalem is long overdue. To advance the peace process, it's just the opposite. And you know, the thing is, friends of friends I have on Facebook who are Israelis, and they're horrified. It's like us here.
Right.
Israel's under the same minority conservative batshit rule that we're having a problem with here.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, we want the Palestinians to have their own state.
Yeah.
Let's stop throwing bombs at each other.
How's
that? Why don't we try to figure out a way to live in peace? But these hardline assholes who were like, no, it's the God's land. It's my Lord's land. He says I should kick off all those smelly Arabs.
You know, it's a funny thing. Everybody that runs for president, they all say the same thing. I'm going to bring peace to the Middle East, right? They say we're going to do.
Well, I think they try. They say we're going to try. Trump said, well, we're going to do it. Yeah. Jared's going to do it.
Well, why you fucked Jared's plan up, dickhead?
Well, he did. Yeah, he threw Jared under the bus because there's no way in hell, no. The Saudis might not even talk to us for a while. Because whatever's happening plays into Iran's hands, and they don't want Iran to gain any more influence. Neither should we, by the way, if we hate Iran so much and they're the big evil. So this is just the dumbest, stupidest thing you could come up with. For no reason. 0.0 reason. There's no logical reason to do it right now at this time other than Mueller.
Yeah.
I need a flashbang. I need to throw something to my horrible base.
What have we done for the Middle East, our country, that's been good lately? Well, I mean, we drummed the fuck out of them with Obama, right? And at Bush, we blew up Iraq based on bullshit. I mean,
and up to that, we've stuck our dicks in their politics.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Overthrowing their elected leaders.
I'm all ear fuck you.
And installing. That's what happened. That's why Iran hates us. We put the Shah in charge there.
God. Maybe we should stop fucking with that area. But bad shit happens to people. So we should be able to help. Right. I mean, you know. Oh, God, this Trump is... What does he do? Wake up every morning and say, who the fuck can I blow up today? What can I fuck up?
Up to the announcement, the Palestinian representative in Britain said the decision would be a kiss of death for the peace process.
Yes.
Iran's leader said U.S. intending to move its embassy to Jerusalem is a sign of gross incompetence and failure.
Right.
We agree. Even Boris Johnson, right-wing assbag of Britain,
right,
says the UK has no plans to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. We have no plans. We're not that stupid.
Right. I mean, why fucking do it? I mean, think about the cost of it, too. You got to move everything. Does that mean they got to change their letterhead on all their stationery and shit?
Well, nothing's happening, official.
Yeah.
They didn't... I think they pulled back on officially moving the embassy. I think he said, we're going to move it there sometime.
Right.
Which is kind of what a lot of them have been saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it never gets done.
Right.
This is the first, like, official... He really kind of did nothing. He said, we're going to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital.
Yeah. It's something he can do that means nothing. Well, it means a lot.
Well, except pisses people off.
Right, right.
Pope Francis... said to maintain the peace, the city's status quo should be respected.
Yes.
You know, right now they're trying this weird fucked up balancing act. Let's all based on religion. Yeah. All based on religion.
All based on garbage.
The Christians, the Jews, and the Muslims all have really sacred sites there. So they're trying to figure out a way to split it up so it's fair for everybody.
Right.
Turkey...
Yes.
Said that recognizing Jerusalem as the capital instead of Tel Aviv.
Okay.
Would be, and I quote, would plunge the region and the entire world into a fire with no end in sight.
Yay! Good job, Donald.
Theresa May this afternoon said, I intend to speak to Donald Trump about the matter.
Oh, God, don't bother.
I'm going to give him a stern talking to.
Oh, yes. He's not going to listen, Theresa. He's going to be golfing. He's not going to have time for this.
But 3 hours after she said that, Donald Trump officially recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
He doesn't give a shit.
Well, previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise. They failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
Right.
Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama had consistently put off the decision to avoid inflaming tensions in the Middle East because Trump was acting under a 1995 law requiring the United States to move its embassy to Jerusalem. So in 1995, the asshole Congress at the time, apparently Bill Clinton signed it.
God damn.
Said, yeah, we're going to move the embassy, but they haven't because
right,
they're not stupid.
Well, maybe Bill wasn't paying attention. He was getting blown under the desk or something. Who knows?
Bill is not the most liberal person on the planet.
No.
Neoliberal. The
Neo.
China and Russia expressed concerns that it's going to aggravate Middle East hostilities.
Everybody's concerned. Russia's concerned. Russia seems to be happy when we're fucking shit up. I'm surprised they aren't for this.
The God, there's protests going on all over the Middle East already.
Right.
Israeli flags being burned along with pictures of Donald Trump and American flags. Thanks, Don. Thanks, Don.
Good job, dickhead. God, how? I mean, you know, he ran for president to strengthen his brand.
Yeah,
his brand is garbage. Now our brand's garbage. Our brand's probably been garbage. We're garbage. This sucks.
A group called Jewish Voice for Peace said they unequivocally condemn the move, which is counter to international law and a clear attempt by Israel and the U.S. to consolidate Israeli annexation of land. The move is reckless, endangers lives of Palestinians and Israelis on the ground.
Yeah. God.
They say Trump's decision is likely to please his core supporters, Republicans, conservatives, and evangelical Christians.
Because he thinks that's the only way in fucking hell he'll be safe from this Russia collusion shit, by strengthening the loons in his base, right?
Yes.
But how? Do you know what I mean? He thinks that he won't have enough votes to get impeached if he rallies the loons in Congress or something.
It worked to get him there.
That's true. I mean, you're right.
There weren't supposed to be enough people to put him in the White House.
Yeah.
Somehow.
God damn.
Although 3 million more people voted in the other direction.
Right. If he could find people to overturn Roe v. Wade, he would be okay. He would be golden, right? The Russian shit wouldn't matter. Because all the religious loons would come out just like sucking his dick.
Jerusalem loves it. The municipality illuminated the walls of the old city in red, white, and blue to show thanks for Mr. Trump's recognition.
I love it! God, we're like big buffoons.
Netanyahu, after he blew a load or two,
blah,
described Trump's Jerusalem declaration as historic.
Yes.
While Hamas said Trump's decision opens the gates of hell.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's ominous. What do you mean by that? Jeez, is that negative? It opens the gates of hell. Oh, my God.
Turkey's foreign minister condemned the irresponsible move, and France's Emmanuel Macron...
Oh, oui, oui, baby!
Ooh, oui, 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 said that his administration does not support Donald Trump's unilateral decision. In other words, he didn't talk to anybody else in the world about it.
Zut alors!
United Nations Secretary General...
Hello?
...said there is no alternative to a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians.
Yeah.
And Jerusalem is a final status issue that should be resolved through direct talks. This is one of those things where they've constantly said, look, let's get a peace process going. We'll worry about Jerusalem later because that's really fucking complicated.
Right.
Donald Trump says, fuck you. I'm giving Jerusalem to the Jews.
But they want to just get... They want people to stop dying.
Yes.
Why would you fucking do this? He must know that this decision is going to get people killed.
Well, and
Bibi, he doesn't care.
Bibi Netanyahu now came out and said any peace deal with the Palestinians must now recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital.
So why would they give in to that then? Why?
Right.
It sucks.
The United Nations Secretary General also said I've consistently spoken out against any unilateral measures that would jeopardize the prospect of peace for Israelis and Palestinians in this moment of great anxiety.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trump.
Well, there you go. You made everybody nervous.
A moment of grand anxiety in the Mideast.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Imagine that.
Jeez. Already nervous.
He said, I want to make it clear there is no alternative to the two-state solution. There is no plan B. I will do everything in my power to support the Israeli and Palestinian leaders to return to meaningful negotiations. That was one of the things during the primaries when Trump was all a BB licking.
Yes.
That he was saying shit that people were like, wait a minute. It sounds like you're talking about a one-state solution, which is a little genocide-y. Fuck the Palestinians. Right. Israel's going to kick them all out and take over.
Yeah, what are they supposed to do, the people that live there?
Too bad.
Wow. Hey, you know, God, this guy, he's the worst, Trump. He's just doing this because he knows he's in trouble with this Mueller shit. It's just a flash bang grenade kind of thingamabobber. He doesn't give a fuck.
Hamas, the Palestinian Islamist group has called for Arabs and Muslims to undermine the U.S. in the region.
Oh, shit.
And to shun Israel.
Okay.
Trump's decision on Jerusalem will not succeed in changing the fact that Jerusalem is an Arab-Muslim land, they said.
Wow.
The group also repeatedly has called for a Palestinian day of rage.
Oh, my God. That doesn't sound good. A day of rage. Oh, come on, guys. No rage. Oh, fuck.
Tillerson's getting hit from all sides, it says.
Yes.
As U.S. allies deplore Trump's move. So far, not one single country other than Israel is supporting this declaration.
Damn. What? Why do we need a State Department?
And even our State Department, it says, concedes it could sow unrest throughout the Middle East. You know, this shit might hit the fan. Yeah, we get that.
Well, why don't we just save money by not paying anyone in our State Department? Because we're not using them, right? They're not doing anything. Trump doesn't fucking care what anybody says. What a mess. What a fucking
Tillerson,
mess.
This is independent.co.uk.
Hello.
Mr. Tillerson increasingly finds himself standing by himself these days, as explains his boss on the world stage. defending Trump's foreign policy, Tillerson often says America first is not America alone.
Right.
But, quote, there are few signs that foreign nations are buying it. In
there
Belgium,
are no signs, right?
In Belgium this week, Tillerson got earful after earful about Trump's hampering of the Iran nuclear deal,
yes.
About the withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord, and overall disdain for the United Nations.
It is like he is literally fucking up the fucking planet.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad.
He's the horrible American who thinks I've got the biggest gun, therefore you got to listen to me. He's the bully. He wants America to be the bully. Fuck you all.
Yeah.
We're the biggest. We're the richest. You listen to us. Fuck you.
How cheated must the rest of the fucking planet feel having to deal with this bag of shit when he wasn't even legitimately fucking elected in this fucking country? It's bullshit that he's president. We all know it. We all know it's bullshit, and you're right when you say, when this Mueller shit comes out, depending on how far it goes down the line, we need a fucking mulligan.
Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Right. God damn, man.
Iran seriously condemned the decision. There's pictures of protests.
Right.
The Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, said that Jerusalem remains, quote, the eternal capital of the state of Palestine.
Right.
And the decision to recognize the holy city as Israel's capital was tantamount to the U.S. abdicating its peace mediator role.
Oh, shit. Just abdicate.
Call Jared Fuck back. It. Won't be needing him to spread his peace and love over the Middle East.
I don't know.
Tunisia.
Yes.
The powerful labor union UGTT issued a statement saying Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and decision to move the embassy is a declaration of war.
Oh, shit.
The labor union said we call for mass protests.
Oh, my God.
Trump's move seriously threatens to undermine the foundations of any Israeli-Palestine peace deal.
God damn. Great.
Keep going. Jordan?
Yes?
Rejected the decision.
The country or the basketball player?
Saying it's legally null. Yes. Because it consolidated Israel's occupation of the eastern sector of the city in the 67 war.
Right.
The future of Jerusalem is not determined by a state or a president, but it is determined by its history and by the will and determination of the Palestinian cause. You know,
right.
They have a dog in the fight.
Yes.
Obviously. Theresa May rebuked the president again.
Hello!
Germany.
Right.
Angela Merkel.
Nein!
The German government does not support this position because the status of Jerusalem is to be resolved in the framework of a two-state solution.
And she also said it's batshit crazy what he's doing.
In German,
right?
Not on mic.
God damn.
I would.
Can you imagine
love
what
to hear some of the conversations going on between these other leaders when no one else is listening about
what
a fucking moron we've elected?
What do you think Obama does when he turns on CNN and he's staring at the screen? And he sees this shit. He's like, "You got to be fucking kidding me, dude."
2 hours ago, protests broke out in Jordan's capital of Amman.
Yes.
People chanting anti-American slogans.
Ooh.
Great.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
God, man. This is proof. You know, dude, this is proof there's no deep state. The Republicans say that there's a deep state where Obama's pulling the strings from behind the scenes and shit like that. How so? Then why do we have this shit?
Hundreds of people roaming the streets denouncing Trump, calling on Jordan's government to scrap the 1994 peace treaty with Israel. They want war.
Oh, shit.
Down with America, they're chanting, America is the mother of terror.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm having a hard time disputing what they're saying.
Just think about how much damage this does. I mean, it's going to cause terror.
Palestinians are calling for general strikes, rallies on Thursday.
Right.
The Palestinian Education Ministry declared a day off, urged teachers as well as high school and university students to take part in planned rallies.
Shit.
In the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the Palestinian areas of Jerusalem.
Bam.
Great job, Don. Any death, any violence.
That's at his feet,
is
man.
Right in his
absolutely
big, fat, muddled lap.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Palestinians turned off the Christmas lights in Bethlehem in protest.
Oh, wow.
Where Jesus was born.
Oh, shit.
A Christmas tree adorned with lights outside Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity, where Christians believe Jesus was born. Citations, please.
Right.
And another in Ramallah next to the burial site of former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat were plunged into darkness. The Christmas tree was switched off on the order of the mayor today in protest of Trump's decision, they say.
Damn. The reviews are in, and they aren't good.
Ain't going well. Meanwhile, protests 13 minutes ago, we have a report, have now erupted in Gaza.
Yeah.
Burning tires, waving of Palestinian flags.
It's going to be
pictures
bad.
Of Yasser Arafat. Protests starting in the main square of Gaza City.
Shit.
Great job, Donnie.
Why the fuck did he do this? Because Bannon whispered in his ear, he's like, you need some chaos. His Mueller shit's going to be horrible.
Unreal. Just.
It's irresponsible, right?
Well, yeah.
Why would you fucking.
It's fuck you.
Right. It's a party
of people
fuck
that
you.
Voted for him or fuck you.
Who gives a shit?
And he's fuck you.
He's endorsing a rapist to be the senator from Alabama. He's a monster.
Speaking of Steve Bannon.
Yes.
Steve Bannon gave a speech in Alabama.
Fuck you.
Last night.
Right.
While stumping for Roy Moore.
Yes.
He was in Fairhope, Alabama.
Okay.
Ooh. I don't know where that is.
It's beautiful there.
They
have the best anti-choice billboards ever.
And Bannon, trying to find some of the tape of it here. Bannon called out Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, tweeted out a picture of the check he wrote to the Doug Jones for Senate campaign as a Republican. And he wrote in the memo, and he tweeted, "Country before party."
There you go. Shit.
That's nice. And Mittens Romney tweeted out yesterday that if Roy Moore gets elected, that it'd be a stain upon the party and the country.
Yeah, you don't care about the country, Romney. I heard you on that tape. You don't give a fuck about the country. So fuck you, you rich oligarch cunt. Remember that thing, the video of him?
47%ers you're talking
fuck
about?
Fuck you. He doesn't
47%.
Care. Rich asshole.
God, you know, a little while ago, I was I couldn't not find the videos for these, and now I can't find a fucking video of Bannon. Here we go. Steve Bannon.
Bannon.
Went on to attack both of them.
Yes.
Here's a little bit of the mellifluous tones. I hope they don't put music to it, but I think they might on this video. Drives me crazy.
Judge Moore served his country in one of the toughest wars we've ever had. Vietnam. And he went over there for his country, his state, and his family. Mitt, that's honor and integrity. And by the way, Mitt, while we're on the subject of Vietnam and honor and integrity, you avoided service, brother. Right? You served. Okay, Mitt.
Five deferments for bone spurs. I mean, it's just paralyzing the hypocrisy of these assholes.
It's insane.
Donald Trump got a doctor to sign off on bone spurs to keep him out of Nam.
You know, he could have done it. He could have gone to Vietnam. The guy could walk.
He was playing baseball at the time in college.
He was playing fucking college baseball.
But Bannon is now... service shaming Mitt Romney and the Mitt Brigade is crotch spawn.
You know, when you're in the GOP and you're campaigning, you are free of being worried about hypocrisy.
Character of just devoid of ethics, devoid of scruples, devoid of truth, devoid of anything. As long as we win, it doesn't matter. We lie.
Right.
We put up. Child predators, it doesn't matter as long as we win.
Does this all go back to them being so pissed off that Barack Hussein Obama was president, president, and that fucked with their white male patriarchy?
Some, sure. I mean, in Fairhope, Alabama?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's a sympathetic audience.
Because what the Republicans are doing now is fucking insane.
At best, complicit.
Yeah.
Like, they're not standing up to him. They're going, oh, Don. Some of them are clutching their pearls and going, oh, Don.
Well, Donald is them. I mean, Donald is the GOP. I mean, to say he's not the face of the GOP is insane. He's the president.
If he wasn't, he wouldn't be there.
Republican fucking president. Right.
If he wasn't, Reince Priebus would have had scruples enough to kick him the fuck out of the race.
Right.
Say, the RNC is no longer supporting you.
But this is who you are now. This is who you've always been. Hypocritical.
Right.
But it doesn't matter because your base is so fucking dumb. So mesmerizer, but hypnotized by this Jesus shit, you know?
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer.
I like to have children.
I'm a human. And I'm coming.
This is what we look like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Here's the rest of Steve Bannon, who really, I mean,
don't do
drugs, kids.
Right.
Because Steve Bannon is the poster child of why you shouldn't do drugs.
Avoided service, brother. Right? You served. Okay, Mitt, here's how it is, brother. Now the college deferments, you know, that's we can debate that, but you hid behind your religion. You went to France to be a missionary while guys were dying in rice paddies in Vietnam. Dude.
You hid behind your religion.
Good God. That's all they do.
Now, meanwhile, I mean, they may have gone off to other countries and done good works. So that's good for them.
Right.
And if they had religious deferments and they did go off and do good works at those times, good for them. I don't have a problem with that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock on. It was a shitty war.
Yeah.
But who the fuck is this guy?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is Steve Bannon? Even on The View, I saw a clip. You know, Meghan McCain is on there now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
John McCain's...
God, that's bizarre.
...occasional asshole of a daughter. And the clip made me like her because she goes off on him. She says exactly what I just said. Who the hell is Steve Bannon to talk about...
Right.
...to shame someone? Okay, Steve Bannon was in the Navy for a long time, I guess, or something. Yeah. But who the hell are you?
Yeah.
To question Mitt Romney.
The guys you're supporting.
Right.
It's disgusting.
And to say Judge Roy Moore has more honor and integrity in his pinky finger than Mitt Romney's entire family.
I'm not a Mitt Romney fan at all. I think he's garbage. I do.
Right. And fuck you, Steve Bannon, even more for making me defend Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Yeah. You motherfucker.
Curse you.
He's not banned from a mall.
Right.
I don't think so.
He's a heinous ass bag. Person who puts his dog up on the roof of the car.
Oh my God, I forgot
about
that.
He's a loathsome, disgusting...
Plutocrat
who, again, came from money. Always had money.
He didn't have to work for shit. Just
my
like
wife
Trump.
And I had to share a one-bedroom apartment. Fuck you. Your dad was a zillionaire. You can't tell me you're self-made.
Why?
There was a safety net that the rest of us don't have. Even on the... improbable outside chance that your family cut you off financially.
Fuck you.
After you graduated college.
Yeah, right.
And you had to get a one bedroom. Oh my God, I had to be with Anne in a one bedroom.
Oh, yes.
You
know that safety net's there, though.
Of course.
Mentally, you know that's there. So if some bullshit goes down.
If there was an illness, you're not going to be in a cardboard box.
He's never going to be fucking homeless.
Right. So fuck you. And that's the privilege we're talking about.
Absolutely.
That
is fucking privilege, man. He never had to worry about rent.
Yeah, right. So there you go. We really need, I think Roy Moore will probably win. I hope not.
Yes.
It's close. I'd like to see.
Oh my God.
I'd like to see the forces of non-evil. I'm not even saying good, just the forces of non-profound evil to win.
Right. Maybe something will come. When is the election?
But that'll be a real kick to the gunt of Bannon if Roy Moore doesn't pull this one off. This is it wouldn't look good for him and his Bannonite movement.
I mean, but wait, when is the election? It's
next week.
Damn, so there's not going to... Maybe there's some Russia shit could come out that might help.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, if Trump is endorsing Roy Moore, then some heinous shit comes out that Trump did with this Russian collusion shit. Maybe
they care about that.
They won't give a fuck. It's fake news. You're right. Yeah. It's fake news.
Trump could be rotting in prison in 5 years and they'll still be
MAGA
defending him. Yeah.
That Hillary should be in there.
Free Trump.
Right. Free Trump. You know that's... Oh, God.
Oh, God, now I'm seeing this this video again. I wonder if you can hear it. This is a really weird exchange that took place. And this is what... They're so sad. They're such sad little men, these Republicans.
Yes.
These older white male Republicans.
Right.
Fragile little snowflakes. They really
absolutely
are. It's amazing
so
how
they
whip that word out. Like, they're big tough guys. But there's these weird little... So this is some fucking Pennsylvania state representatives committee meeting or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Debating a land use bill.
Okay.
On Tuesday night. The Pennsylvania state rep, Matt Bradford.
Fuck you.
One of the Republicans, he's a Democrat.
Okay.
Sitting next to him is Republican... apparently with a tiny little penis and little BB balls, Representative Daryl Metcalf.
Microcephalus!
And
cephalus.
I think he was talking or something, and Representative Bradford,
yes,
sitting next to him for half a second, touched him on his arm as if to interrupt him and say, hold on a second. Hold on a second, kind of a thing.
Right.
And this is Bradford's, or this is Little Pencil Dick's reaction.
Okay.
It's very bizarre.
There is a better way to do this, guys. This is, we don't have to
the Democrat.
Proceed on this one. I hear you. I understand.
Okay, there's just for a half second,
yes.
He said, I hear you. He touched the guy's arm next to him. I hear you.
Okay.
Some hard feelings with PennDOT.
Representative Bradford, yes. Just look, I'm a heterosexual. I have a wife. I love my wife. I don't like men, as you might, but don't stop touching me all the time. So, like, keep your hands to yourself. Like, if you want to touch somebody, you have people on your side of the aisle that might like it. I don't.
He's not. Everybody's laughing at him. He's not laughing. He's butthurt.
What the fuck? The guy touched him on his arm, and he thinks the dude wants to gobble his dick up in his mouth and whatever. Come on.
Like, if you want to touch somebody, you have people on your side of the aisle that might like it. I don't.
Okay, Chairman. Okay, we're officially off the rails. So let me throw out a simple idea. My intent was just to beg for your permission for about 30 seconds.
Then beg, don't touch.
What the fuck?
I don't know where we go from here, really. Let me make a suggestion that we do a motion to postpone till our next regularly called meeting of the State Government Committee. I think it's probably
there's three other people with their heads in their hands. They're so embarrassed.
I mean, what the
by
fuck?
This fragile, tiny little man.
He just got touched.
A sad
right?
little man who's insecure in his own masculinity.
Did the guy cup his balls?
Touched
just,
him on the arm for half of a second. Patted him on the arm.
Come on, dumbass. Grow the fuck up, you
I'm not a homosexual.
Idiot.
I have a wife.
Oh, yeah, okay. See, that guy, that's a guy that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So sad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all over social media is that, you know, he's obviously you could find him at a truck stop.
Sure.
On the weekends.
What a fucking idiot.
Not there's anything wrong with that.
This is so childish. Like, I don't want my fucking legislator to not feel like he can't be touched by somebody. What if one of your colleagues gives you a hug or something? Jesus Christ.
Well, then you should read some of the comments. You should read some of the comments.
Are they funny?
Most overwhelmingly comments on the couple of stories I saw of it are, this guy's an ass bag. He's a closet case.
Right.
He's at best an insecure, tiny little, sad little man. And at worst, a self-loathing homosexual, which
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with being.
I mean,
homosexual.
How do you think he votes on like his issues?
Oh, he's a right wing nutjob Republican, of course.
God, what an asshole!
And then there were other comments. I guess people,
I don't like men.
I guess he's known.
God damn.
I guess he's known in Pennsylvania because other people that were commenting were like, "Oh, this is Metcalf."
No, we're shit.
We're not surprised at all.
He's like, listen, maybe that's fine with people on your side of the aisle. God damn, what a dickhead.
What a pathetic
on your side of the
pathetic
aisle.
Pathetic little creature he is, right?
Quit touching me.
I'm so insecure in my masculinity.
I don't want to get blown by you.
And even if you're, I don't know, maybe you're OCD and you got a touchy thing, or you're on the spectrum. Then you wait till the meeting's over and you say, look, I'm really not comfortable being touched.
Right.
It kind of makes me uncomfortable. You say to the person.
Yeah.
In private.
I mean, really. But really, if you're this fucking sensitive and out of your mind.
Right.
I don't know that you should be a lawmaker.
Yeah. He wasn't circling his anus with his thumb.
Are you sure?
He touched him
were
for
you
a,
there?
A bare instant on the arm. It's so
you know what
funny.
Brian Fisher or Rick Wiles would say?
Well,
hey,
that's it.
With a fucking guy.
Well, that's it. The comments are like, that homo Democrat needs to keep his hands to himself. All they have to do
right.
is they all want to touch all the time.
Because they don't know the whole fucking story. And, you
yeah.
know,
I'm sorry.
Headline serves
I'm sorry you were
purposes.
Such a shitty kid. Your mom didn't hug you.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That guy's probably a snake owner, too.
So sad. I mean,
it's hilarious.
Just excruciatingly sad.
It's childish, you know?
Very Republican.
Right. Oh, yeah. Totally.
There would be no doubt.
Oh, God.
If you hear that tape. Let's play Spot the Republican.
Don't touch me. Maybe that's fine for your people on your side of the aisle, but I don't like men.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Calm
the fuck down, dude.
I mean,
do you want to be the ninny that's scared of everything? Is that what this guy wants to be? There's gay people out in the world. There's straight people. Every once in a while, somebody might tap you on the shoulder. That doesn't mean they want to fucking bare their face in your orifices or whatever. God damn.
Of course not. It's really, there's something wrong with him. He's just a sad little...
It'd be one thing if he was a fucking germaphobe, like you said. If he had some weird thing where he doesn't want to be touched or he doesn't like any contact.
Right.
Guy's just a gross homophobe.
Let's see, what have we got going on?
By the way, I just saw, I'm sorry, this python thing?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a 17-foot python they found, whatever. I want to know the sizes of the rest of it, because it said they found 134 of those fucking snakes on their roundup in the Everglades. Let me say that again. 134 pythons. 134.
Right.
Just think about that. That's a lot. That's a lot of fucking snakes.
Right.
That's like if you put them all together, it would be like that scene from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
We have got a, I've got a story here.
Yes.
Oh, this is, we were talking about Doug Jones. This is awesome.
Right.
Doug Jones is, taking a little bit of the gloves off.
Oh, good.
And, they're, going after him for being soft on crime, even though he was a prosecutor. And they're going after, they're saying Trump said he hates the Second Amendment.
Yes.
Which he doesn't, right. By the way. He's from Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. Where's his little outfit and his little gun for the stage then?
So here's Doug Jones.
Fuck you.
Here's Doug Jones going a little bit, getting a little more into the battle.
Ooh.
I think this was last night.
Despite the silly name calling, my record as a prosecutor speaks for itself. I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment. When you see me with a gun, folks, I'll be climbing in and out of a deer stand or a turkey blind, not prancing around on a stage in a cowboy suit.
Prancing.
Spectacular.
And you know, that is a good description of what Roy Moore was doing. He had a little outfit on. He had a prop. He's running around with his fucking gun like a fucking lunatic. You know?
Right.
That's funny. I like that.
We also have a story here.
Yes.
Boo. About, well, this is good news.
Yes.
I mean, it's good news if it holds up.
Fuck you.
Atlanta elected, the Democrat as its mayor.
Oh, shit.
But they may go to a recount because it looks like it's less than like 800 votes separating them.
That's a lot. Oh, that's a lot. Like 800 people. Fuck me.
In a big city though.
You put 800 people anywhere. It's a lot of people.
The leader seems to be Keisha. Lance Bottoms is her name.
Bottoms.
She's the Democrat. African-American.
Yes.
And, but, I mean, a really close race with Mary Norwood, who is a white conservative.
I remember reading about the Democratic candidate running for Atlanta mayor, and she's pretty fucking awesome, right?
Well, and they said there were some racial issues getting involved there.
Oh,
so.
Really?
I know it's hard to believe.
Really?
There were racial undertones.
Running for office in fucking Georgia.
Right.
Yeah, there's going to be some racial issues. I mean, you know.
We also have... God, they're talking about Don Jr.
Fuck you.
talking about the, one pundit was talking about the increasingly implausible excuses coming from Mike Pence and Don Jr.
God,
they,
Mike.
They didn't know.
God, Mike, you might have to take your pets and your fucking snake and skedaddle. You could be impeached.
I've also got a story here. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media, leave us a mess or buy shit through your Amazon portal.
Yes.
Through our Amazon portal, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste.
We get paid, baby.
It doesn't cost fuck all.
Amazon.com/crabdiving.
There's a story. This is creepy as fuck. You wouldn't, I guess it is to be expected. You know, right now they're going after the FBI as apparently, who was it was on last night? Newt Gingrich.
Oh my God.
Saying basically it's a conspiracy from the FBI to bring Trump down.
God, look at these swamp creatures that are coming from our past. Who'd have thought Newt Gingrich would show up in politics again, man? That guy's a fucking scumbag.
The Trump administration, according to, this is at The Intercept.
Yes.
Is considering a set of proposals developed by Blackwater founder Eric Prince.
God damn. That's like Darth Vader.
Some retired CIA officer and assistance from Oliver North.
Oh, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
To provide CIA Director Mike Pompeo in the White House with a global private spy network.
Holy shit.
That would circumvent official U.S. intelligence agencies.
Oh.
They want their own secret police, their own secret spies, they don't like the reality that the CIA, FBI, etc. is telling
them. Well, and also the rules and regulations probably suck. They don't have to deal with what the CIA, you know what I mean? End around.
The sources say the plans were pitched to the White House as a means of countering the deep state enemies.
Come on.
That are in the intelligence community seeking to undermine Donald Trump's presidency.
Citations. Citations of the deep state going after Donald fucking Trump.
Right.
There's none.
A former U.S. intelligence official.
Yes.
With firsthand knowledge of the proposals. Say, Pompeo can't trust the CIA bureaucracy.
Right.
So he wants to create this thing that reports directly to him.
Oh, yeah. I see. Why don't you say you want your own goon squad? You can go out and crack skulls whenever you want.
It's a direct action arm totally off the books, the person said, meaning the intelligence collected would not be shared with the rest of the CIA or the larger intelligence community.
This is your own private army to do whatever the fuck you want to do, and we don't even know what you're going to do.
Right.
But you get a budget for it? That seems nuts to me.
Ollie North, who appears frequently on Trump TV, Fox.
Yes.
Was enlisted to help sell the effort to the administration.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, put him in charge of it. He's done similar work before, hasn't he?
Some of the individuals involved with the proposal secretly met with major Trump donors.
Yes. Great.
Asking them to help finance operations before any contracts were signed.
How in the fuck is this fucking legal?
I don't know.
Who gets a private army? Do you want a private army, Kate? Would you like one? I want a private army.
The White House is saying they do not and would not support such a proposal.
Yeah.
A spokesperson for the NSC said, I can find no evidence this ever came to the attention of anyone at the NSC or White House at all.
Oh, okay. God.
But a current U.S. intelligence official appears to contradict that assertion, saying that the various proposals were pitched first at the White House before being delivered to the CIA.
Shit. So Pompeo wants his own fucking private army just because.
The Intercept, they say, reached out to several senior officials. Sources said had been briefed on the plans by Prince, including Vice President Mike Pence.
Right. What are they going to do with this little army of theirs, the security force? I mean, what would they want to do with it?
I don't know.
Fuck people up?
Michael Berry. I don't know who that is. Something about some guy named Michael Berry. I don't know that that's that important. I'm skimming.
Okay.
So there you go. It says, as with many arrangements in the world of CIA contracting and clandestine operations, details of who's in charge of various proposals are murky by design.
Oh, God.
But Eric Prince was on one of the shows last week, and it might have been Velshi Rule, and they asked him about, you know, this. Didn't you want to create a private army to go fight or something? Yeah. And he's like, well, I want to protect America.
That's not a great answer.
That's pretty creepy.
Not a great fucking answer.
Yeah.
Doesn't Trump have his own security force still?
You know, I think he does have.
Aside from the Secret Service.
I think he has his own, yeah, in,
that
his own
bodyguards.
That answers
to him and not to the fucking people of the country, but how does he pay for it? He claims he pays for it out of his own pocket?
Maybe. I would assume.
It's crazy.
Maybe.
That's fucked up. Obama didn't have that, right? He didn't have his own little private army, did he?
Here's another report saying Franken has not decided whether he's going to resign or not. He tweeted out, his people tweeted out, Franken, Senator Franken is talking with his family at this time, plans to make an announcement in D.C. tomorrow, and reports of a final decision are inaccurate.
Wow. I bet he resigns.
Probably. He was saying up till this point that he was going to fully cooperate with the ethics panel.
Yeah.
Apologized, like I said, and copped to a lot of it. Not all of it. He did say he disputes some of the, he thinks some of the things went on.
Right.
And this latest one, he says he unequivocally denies. So, I mean, you know, again, who knows? I think you have to default
with the side accuser. But you know, his reaction to it is a lot different than anybody on the Republican side. You got to say that, you know, it's different than Roy Moore. He's not going after his accusers. He's not trying to defame anybody.
Right.
And he's cooperating.
Calling them criminals. One of his spokes toads was on telly yesterday, and she called them criminals, the accusers of Roy Moore.
Oh, my God. How do you figure?
Don't ask me. They're criminals.
I mean, he's saying they're lying, Roy Moore. Roy Moore is saying they're lying and that what they're saying isn't true.
They're paid off by George Soros. Okay. They're Democrat operatives. Why did it come out now? That kind of shit.
Well, if that's the case, then why doesn't he go to court with him? Why doesn't he agree to some ethics investigation so he can be proved innocent? Because if he was innocent, that's what he would want to do. More than anything, he would want to show evidence of that didn't happen.
Two more women came forward today, though.
No shit.
Which brings it up to 8 now for Franken. I just don't see how there's any way he probably can't go, right?
Yeah, he's got to fucking resign. I don't know how.
Well, right, we need to be better than the Republicans.
Just fucking resign, dude. I mean,
I know all of you feel blessed to be living among some.
I don't know what that was popping up.
It's fucking random Donald Trump.
That's the, there's a story that the founder of Patagonia is trying to sue to protect the monuments that Trump was trying to give away.
Like bear's ears and everything in the, you know, the national park. Listen, he wants to put a beautiful factory there and fuck up the water and make everything shitty.
Patagonia's founder said that he plans to sue the administration to protect Bears Ears National Monument status.
Well, shit.
Interior Secretary. And then we found out yesterday that they popped up with like 6 more places.
Right.
That Zinke wants to slice and dice.
You know what? Did Romney come out and endorse Donald Trump when he ran for president? Did he endorse him?
I don't think so. God. I don't think he officially endorsed him.
Because this whole thing, man, when all this Russia shit comes out and then the tide starts turning for Schittler, and when people turn against him, if they do, boy, I'm going to have a hard time with it. Because it's not like we're going to learn anything new or anything we didn't suspect or anything we didn't know about fucking Trump.
Right.
You know, we knew he was dirty. We knew he was a slimy business guy. And all this Mueller shit is going to show is stuff we kind of already knew anyway. But then people will be, you know, all this righteous indignation.
Yeah.
What to put up with it. It's garbage.
Zinke said the threat of lawsuits won't change the administration's decision.
Of course not.
And special interest groups are using the issue to raise money.
Oh, fuck you.
Meanwhile, Trump. This Trump runs to the Trump people run to the emails on everything.
Oh, the Hillary emails?
No, the sending out fundraising emails on every single issue.
Absolutely, man.
He talks about raising money.
He's raising money for his next presidential campaign? Does this motherfucker really think he's going to win another term in office? That's crazy.
A climbing advocacy group also called the Access Fund plans to also try to sue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it sucks. Nobody wants our national parks being fucked with. God, if anything, we want those. We want more. I want more land given to the National Park Service, wouldn't you?
More preserved land.
Yeah, I want more shit to hike through. It's nice.
Anyway, that Trump clip was at the top of that. I think this is the Zinke.
Some of the most glorious natural wonders anywhere in the world. You cherish Utah's gleaming rivers and sweeping...
Utah's gleaming rivers.
...valleys. God, you take inspiration from its majestic peaks. And when you look upon its many winding canyons and glowing vistas, you marvel at the beauty of God's great creation.
Wow, he sucks.
And that is why I'm here today. Because some people think that the natural resources of Utah should be controlled by a small handful of very distant bureaucrats located in Washington. And guess what? They're wrong.
There's people screaming in the audience. They're being held at gunpoint.
The family
are paid.
God,
I don't know.
Who buys this bullshit?
It is in Utah, so.
Who buys this?
So that's what's going on.
Great.
There, Al Franken's still trending on the Twitters.
Trending on Twitter.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
Yes.
One word, CRABDIVING. We've got a...
Yeah, follow us on fucking Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
Somebody said we're disgusting. Did you see
that? I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
What is that, a bot?
Don't listen to these podcasts. They are women abusers. Oh, that's interesting. We might have to call our lawyers. And ask for citations on that. They sound disgusting. Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Don't watch this podcast. Well,
right.
We know that she hasn't watched the podcast because it's not watchable. It's listenable.
Listen, if you're watching this podcast, it means you're sitting outside the window somewhere in Pensacola. You perv.
Oh, you know what? I'll bet this is one of those fake liberal accounts, too.
But she has 4,300 followers. Or 4,200.
Well, yeah, a lot of the, but I mean, it might have been around a while.
Yeah.
But it might be a fake,
one
of those fake liberal accounts that, trolls.
Right.
Pretends to be liberal and then trolls people.
Should we block them?
No, fuck no.
I don't want, but somebody will see that and think we do, right? I
mean, well, they didn't retweet us.
No, that's true.
She just tweeted
at us.
So
we're the only people that can see that.
And her followers.
Okay.
Who gives a fuck? People are going to hate.
Yeah, but it's 4,000 people.
I don't care. We have 7,000.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Interesting, though, to see how we're women abusers. I'd like to hear those citations.
Yeah, Kate, tell them differently. I just gave you some turkey.
Well, no, I'd like to. What did we say that makes her think we're women abusers?
God damn.
They sound disgusting. Don't watch this podcast. She didn't listen.
Don't watch it.
They didn't listen.
Watch it?
They didn't listen.
Right. Must be a bot.
And that shit that happened to Sam Cedar.
Yeah.
Is crazy.
Yeah,
fortunately, the more liberal and mainstream media were picking up the story and going after NBC for being morons.
I can't believe they
and for caving
let
into
him go because of that.
Alt-right Nazi trolls.
It's disgusting.
By firing Sam Cedar, if you don't know what we're talking about. MSNBC
right.
let their contributor, Sam Cedar, who hosts the podcast The Majority Report, And he, over a tweet, what they're doing now, there's even a term for it, I guess. It's called digging.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
You go back through people's Twitter.
Oh, you go through years of tweets. And you find one that, taken out of context, can be offensive.
Yeah.
Or sounds like it might be offensive.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the alt-right trolls grab it.
Right.
And Cernovich was the one who was behind this one because he and Cedar have been fighting.
Yeah.
And Cernovich was like, what do you think about someone who condones child rape?
Yeah.
And the tweet, Sam tweeted a, ironic is it, or whatever, satirical tweet. He was upset at Hollywood at the time, who was licking Roman Polanski, child rapist.
Yeah, yeah.
Roman Polanski's hole.
Gave him an Oscar.
And some of them were saying, well, you should just let him in once. Give him one freebie to come to the country to get his Oscar.
He's not rotting in jail for raping someone.
He should be.
Yeah.
Roofing and raping a child.
Yes. Horrible. Fucking horrible.
But there were apologists in Hollywood that were like, well, you know, bygones.
What the
fuck? And Cedar was horrified.
What if it was your fucking daughter?
Yeah, he was rightfully horrified.
Yeah.
And he tweeted a satirical tweet.
Yes.
That said, I don't know about Roman Polanski. I'm paraphrasing, but this is the gist of it. But if my daughter were going to be raped, I would hope it would be someone with the same amount of talent that has a great sense of mise-en-scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, right.
It's a clear satirical joke and a slam.
Right. Unless you're an idiot. Now,
but the snowflakes were out there saying, there were even a couple that were saying, well, look, I understand that it's a joke, but you never make jokes about child rape.
God, that's stupid. That's stupid. Now, I have no doubt that there are people that didn't get that he was being ironic. There are dumbasses out there, really fucking stupid people.
Well, conservatives, yeah.
Right. I mean, that, I can see them thinking, look what this liberal said. But if you get the irony, then you get, I don't understand. I mean, if you understand the irony of the tweet, then why does it piss you off?
Right. Right.
It's weird.
But MSNBC caved.
Yeah.
To the army of trolls.
Why and, the fuck
and
did
fucking
they cave?
Gorka. Sebastian Gorka retweeted Cernovich.
What, you know what I don't understand? Nobody listens to MSNBC is gonna not get Sam Cedar's tone or whatever. They're not gonna think Sam Cedar really wants his daughter to get raped by Roman Polanski or whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah.
So why would MSNBC cave? I mean, I just don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's crazy. We're in crazy times right now.
Yeah.
I've got a story. We got a few minutes left here on the big show. This lovely Wednesday. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7.
That's
on the
right.
Eastern type coast.
Yes.
I've got a story here. This is, you know, Trump's America. This is out of the state of Arizona.
Okay.
In the state of Arizona, this is, I'm reading from the Daily Kos.
Okay.
A rape conviction is a class 2 felony.
Right. Okay.
For first time convictions, the penalty can be up to 14 years.
Oh shit.
And you're placed on a sex offender registry for life.
Fuck.
Many would argue the crime is worth a heinous punishment, of course, but a victim is saying that the board at Arizona State University felt that mere expulsion from college was too severe a punishment for a student that they found responsible for a sexual assault.
So the student raped someone and was
because he had a good GPA.
Oh my God. So the student was making good grades. He raped somebody. Then the college expelled him. And they thought
That's too much. They didn't want to expel him. God. I don't know if we should expel him. You know, he's got really good grades. We don't want to ruin his life.
Don't you want to get a rapist out of your fucking school?
And this is some of the arguments they've had, like that Brock Turner
shit
bag.
That is nuts.
You don't want to ruin his life. He's so young and so white and rich and privileged.
Imagine if it's your fucking daughter, your wife, your sister, something like that. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Oh, my God. What is it with Arizona? So many fuckheads there. I mean, really, how is Arizona so fucking conservative?
Well, ASU is stupid. Isn't ASU like the top party school in the nation? Or it was for at one time. I think it's still up there.
Is this kid rich and white?
They also alerted the Title IX team at the university, which investigated the case.
Yes.
They found the boy responsible for sexual misconduct.
Okay.
At a hearing in August, declaring he should be expelled.
Right.
He appealed, and on November 20th, the board ruled that expulsion was too severe a punishment.
Oh, my God.
They cited his high GPA and his position as an engineering student.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, I remember Obama used to make speeches about how we need more engineers and more scientists, but I don't think, you know.
Right.
I don't think he was talking about rapists. We don't need any more rapist engineers.
They said he should merely be suspended and made to complete a sexual misconduct course.
I'm a little confused. Like, why the fuck do we give a shit what Arizona University wants? What about the police and the authorities? I mean, shouldn't this guy go to jail?
It says, for comparison, consider this. According to the college's website,
yes,
academic dishonesty, such as cheating on a test or pretending someone else's work is your own, can result in expulsion.
But if you sexual misconduct inside someone, hey, whatever.
Well, I don't have the specifics. It just says sexual misconduct.
God damn.
They determined it was sexual misconduct. But there was no physical harm. I don't know what that means.
What the fuck? I mean,
physical harm.
Right. But there was sexual misconduct.
I don't know what that means.
Wow. Okay. Well, sounds shitty. Sounds pretty shitty to me.
So yeah, cheating or getting somebody else to do your work for you.
Right.
You could be expelled.
Okay.
Sexual misconduct. Well, you know, what are your grades?
Whatever. Listen.
What are your grades? Are you white? I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on the, are you a good athlete?
Are you on the lacrosse team?
Yeah. Sadly, those are our,
that's where we are.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Sucks. And that's why Time Magazine has declared, which is, awesome.
I think that's brilliant.
These women are recognized.
Right.
Even though apparently we're women abusers.
Yes.
the bonus of this Time Magazine thing.
Yes.
Is that, you know, it's going to drive Trump just up the fucking wall that he didn't win.
Yeah, dude.
And that the people being recognized for their bravery, courage, etc.
Right.
Are the people who have been, are the victims.
You know, his expectation.
Of sexual assault.
I wonder what his expectations were of being president or what it would be like for him. You know, he thought it would be all accolades. He would be man of the year, Nobel Prize, a whole ball of wax, you know?
Oh, didn't he mention early on something like joking, not joking about Mount Rushmore?
Oh, yeah. His face is going to be up there.
Yeah, they were joking about my face being up there. I mean, that would be great, wouldn't it? That would be great.
God. You're going to be impeached, you treasonous fuck nut.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
God.
So the Silence Breakers have been named Time's Person of the Year for 2017.
That's awesome.
They say first it was a story, then a movement. Now 2 months after women began to come forward in droves to accuse powerful men of sexual harassment and assault, it is now a movement. So they the hashtag MeToo movement. Which, weren't there other people out there who were like, oh, why the hashtag activists? It never gets anything done. It's so stupid. You're just circle jerking on Twitter. The hashtag Me Too movement has caused a change.
You know, I'm just thinking about this whole Al Franken thing. The Democrats are trying to get Al Franken to resign because of shit he did. And you know what Roy Moore did has to be more heinous than what Al Franken did.
Right.
And they're trying to get him elected.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Maybe what?
Yeah, underage.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sexual misconduct is bad.
Oh, I'm
Grabby and gropey is bad. I mean,
yeah,
if
we're talking about kids with Roy Moore, I mean, I'm just saying it's worse. And they're trying to get him elected. That's who the GOP is.
Right. Yeah.
It's fucking. That's why Al Franken kind of has to go. Do you know what I mean? He just has to go.
Right. Even because we're better than that, and even though we know the Republicans won't.
Right.
Like they won't learn from that.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, well, the Democrats got rid of Al Franken, so we should probably get rid of Roy Moore. They're going to be like, we need that tax vote.
Right. They don't give a shit. They don't care.
The magazine's Times editor-in-chief said that the Me Too movement represented, quote, the fastest moving social change we've seen in decades.
Yes.
Began with individual acts of courage by women and some men, too.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. I mean, what the fuck is the point of social media?
And our president mentioned several times in the piece about the person of the year, and I don't believe he was mentioned kindly. I think there were mentions of sexual abuse allegations against him.
You know,
so, I mean, he made the story.
Yeah.
If that'll make him feel better.
Right. Yeah, you're involved, dickhead.
Right.
Why do people poo-poo like fucking social media movements, especially when it's on, you know, the liberal side? I don't get that, because the right wing nut jobs, they certainly use social media for their advantage, right? All this racist shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Couple minutes left here on the big old show.
Yes. Thanks for listening, guys. Please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy some shit. We get paid.
We get paid, baby. Is that airline?
Yes.
God, Roger Stone was on InfoWars and gave a shout out to Trump, who's probably watching, he said.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I forgot today. Roger Stone existed for a little bit.
Still out there, slithering around.
Yeah, you snake. Ugh, snakes. God damn, these fucking snakes.
And I've got here a clip. This is... from the middle of the woods.
Oh, shit.
Possibly with his dogs.
Oh, my God.
Rick Joyner out in the middle of nowhere.
What a fucking vomit.
I believe a Georgia super church.
Super.
Pastor.
What a crook.
These mega churches.
Mega.
He was participating in a discussion on Facebook Live.
Yes.
With somebody named David Harris Jr.
Okay.
And they're talking about Michael Flynn.
Right.
Listen to what Rick Joyner has to say here.
Shit.
About Mike Flynn. This, okay. I don't know who this other guy is. It's just David Harris Jr.
Some dickhead.
The whole case against Flynn. Now, Flynn came out of the, you know, he was in the Army for a long time. And then, you know, he had a whole lot to do with the intelligence community. That's why he was tapped to be the national security advisor. And, you know, I've been around them a whole lot since 9/11 and some even before. And, you know, to be in that community, you're wrapped in deception all the time. You're trying to hide who you are, what you're doing. And there's this thing of deception that comes on them.
So poor Mikey Flynn was just, because he's a spy.
He's a super spy.
Which I don't believe he was.
He's a
he was a military guy.
He's not James Bond.
I could be wrong. I don't know his entire bio, but it doesn't matter. He's like, oh well, he's, you know, he just lied because he's conditioned
right,
to.
Right,
you can't hold him accountable for that.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Christian.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And before, and you know, to be in that community, you're wrapped in deception all the time. You're trying to hide who you are, what you're doing. And there's this thing of deception that comes on them. And it's like they can't tell the truth after a while. And these are some great people. These are some people that are doing more to defend our nation.
Oh, fuck
to,
you.
Again, there's no scruples, no ethics, no morals, right. As long as they're winning because they're this is going to be the right. argument, you know, ultimately with the collusion.
Yeah.
They're going to go for it. They're going from there was never any contact with Russians to,
right.
Oh, you mean that contact with Russians?
This guy's trying to turn Mike Flynn into like Jason Bourne.
Well, right. And then they're going to turn the ultimate argument faced with all the evidence is going to be, well, so what? Yeah, we colluded, but we were colluding for the better of the country. We right. committed treason to help the country.
Well, I think Trump's base is already there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
You don't have to go there at all. Yeah. But I'm talking about the officials.
Right. That's their excuse.
That's what Mitch the Bitch, that's where he's going to end up.
Oh, my God. But that makes sense, though. I mean, shit, you know, if you're in the GOP, that's exactly who the fuck you are.
Right.
To, you know, I think do the real dirty work in a lot of ways, but never get credit for it. They can never be recognized. They don't get yeah. medals. They don't get things like that. And they're doing it, you know, for our sake. And, you know, I just really feel for Flynn. I really do. And anyway, to get nailed for lying to the FBI, I just say, why can't we nail the FBI for lying to us so much? Why isn't that a crime?
That's insane. That's nuts.
Go after the FBI.
God, so Flynn should, you know, he's a guy and he can just do whatever the fuck he wants to.
Correct.
He has carte blanche, whatever. Who cares?
Because they're good people doing good things.
What's good about Mike Flynn?
I don't know. We got to go. Thanks for joining us. It's lovely Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're at crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, go to our Crab Diving Amazon hole and buy shit. crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little nibble, little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. It just helps us out.
Pay us.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, Instagram at RatedRComedy, or his website, which be RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we are going to be back doing this again tomorrow. Have a great evening, y'all.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.